Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Justin Flannis. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. Man, I tell you what, I'm having a wonderful day already, and I hope you are too. I want to talk about something that I believe everyone should be, and that's being a person of purpose. Purpose is a very wonderful thing. What purpose does, it affords you anchorage in the times of battle. If you're a person of purpose, you doing something, you know where you're going and you know what you're going to do when you get there. And everybody a lot of times say, well, I just don't know what I'm going to do. Find out what the Word says about what you're going to do, and then you go do that, and it'll make you a person of purpose. Let me give you a scripture, Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know, it didn't say, and we believe, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. According to His purpose. Not all things work together for the good if you're not walking in the purpose of God. You understand what I'm trying to say? That's what I'm talking about. When you understand what it means, that purpose is a foundational truth that you can set your feet on, and I want to tell you something, that's a foundation that will not break. Here's another one, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things, not some things, after the counsel of His own will. Now think about that for a minute. You know, people have asked me all the time, but Jesse, you just seem like you keep going forward all the time. You don't seem to struggle. Well, thank you for saying that, but you know, that doesn't mean the devil don't fight me, because he comes at me with everything he's got. But my point is, he don't have much, because greater is He was in us than he was in the world. But when you're a person of purpose, when you know what to do, I knew I was coming in today to do this Faith the Facts. I knew I was, you see. Now, I could have had things stop me, but I said, no, I need to get this thing done. See what I'm saying? Why? Because you need the faith, the facts that you hear on this program. See, and when you understand that, man, I mean, it's a blessing. You can turn any fact into living reality if you use faith. Now, faith is. Now, that's a purpose. What does it do? It's substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it what? Faith. The elders obtained a good report. Now, how can you obtain a good report in a crazy world? By believing in faith, letting faith do what it's supposed to do in your life. I said this the other day when I was preaching, and I love the grace message, because we're saved by grace, but I don't live by grace. I live by faith. See, that's it. I live by faith. See, and what does faith do? What perfects faith? Love perfects it. In every which way, in your whole life. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, grace is wonderful because you're saved by grace, but you live by faith. See? And perfect love casteth out all fear. But when you understand what faith worketh by love. Oh my God. See, now that's purpose driven. There was a gentleman that wrote that book, I can't call his name right now, The Purpose-Driven Life. It was a great book, and I really enjoyed it. My point is this, when you know what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it, you're not struggling in life. You see what I'm saying? I know what to do, I know when to do it, I know where to do it, I know how to do it. Now, what you need to do is use your faith to get the tools to do that, whether they be spiritual, physical, or financial. God says, ask anything in my name. If you say to that mountain, be thou removed. I don't know why people want to climb mountains in their life when God never made you a mountain climber, but He made you a mountain dissolver. Now think about that for a minute. What does that mean? Anything that gets in your way, you dissolve it. How do I do that? Faith and the purpose of what faith does. Every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give. So even when you're giving in purpose. You see what I'm trying to say? Do you see what's happening here? That's what I mean. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Now, that's such a blessing of the Lord, be called to His purpose. My purpose in life is to go in the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I got that out of the scripture. That's what God called me to do. So what are you going to do today? Are you going to become a person of purpose? And if you do, all your prayers are going to get answered. You heard me say all. I didn't say some. I said all. I'm telling you, it will force you and push you to get to your destiny and reach your destination. I hope you enjoyed today, because I sure enjoy coming into your life with these Faith the Facts. Thank you for considering us in the time that you have here in life. Till next week, Jesse Duplantis saying I love you. I really do. See ya. Bye-bye.